warm around here a while. He's very skinny legged little fella, had a little, short whiskers and all. And tried to kind of imitate his stepfather and everything. People didn't pay much attention. I can't think of his name, but anyway, he disappeared from around here. They kind of disposed of that property down there and all. And is their aunt, Miss Dorothy, who never did marry, and that was Miss Estelle's youngest sister. And all, she was a highly educated woman. British and all, but she wasn't pretty like the other girls. And she had an office up there next to me for years, and Dorothy and I were greatest of friends. And all, I'd do anything in the world for her, and she would for me and all. And she, has done a lot in trying to preserve that home down there, and I think saw that the university got it, and she's the one that's tried to preserve all the records of Bill and see that the university got it, and she had something to do with the library out there. I'm probably getting off of the subject and what you've got me on now.
I'm delighted to hear about it.
But it's always a lot of those different angles there that's always been to me.
So I know that Faulkner was at University of Virginia, and then he came back here after the Reavers published, isn't that right? And then he was here for just a few months before he died, is that
true? Yes. I forgot just what year he did die. Things began to happen to me so fast around here.
You may not have been here. It was in the early 60s, and I suppose you were in Jackson.
About 60.
Around the early 60s, yes.
Yeah, well, around, 59 and 60, we had a big state campaign. And we had a fellow named Morgan here, Ira L. Morgan. We call him Shine Morgan. And very gifted, kind of a comedian, educated fella. But natural born comedian, and all the governors tried to get him on their side. And Ross Barnett in this state, at one time was elected governor, got Morgan Farm, and Shine got me for Barnett. And we got running around here campaigning for Barnett. And now that's what I was occupied in doing about the time Bill died.
I see.
And all, and I don't know exactly where I was when Bill died. I have no recollection of even attending the funeral, or where he was buried, or whether he was even here, or where. It just escaped my memory as to just where all that took place.